Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We've got a trip coming up here. Is this the most?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Listen to this.
How would you and 3 friends like to go to Vegas for the first weekend of the tournament in March?
Yes, please.
The Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app, log in, listen to The Score each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry for a chance to win this unforgettable trip for 4, including travel accommodations. Get this, $5,000 for each guest, for the ultimate viewing experience in Vegas, and much more.
You know, honestly, I'm being honest. I would let my friends travel there, and their accommodations we pay for. I would insist they give me the 5K. It'd be Mully with 20K in Vegas trip. That sounds about, you know, like a finals, the end of it.
Might even bet on the Bulls tonight if you had that kind of dough.
Yeah, if I had David money, I would definitely jump in on the Bulls. 14.5 points. Want to thank everyone. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank those fine people for helping us out. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He is getting us up and running and twitching in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, January 29th, and a happy birthday to the great Stacey King.
Wow, is it Stacey's birthday?
God bless her. Stacey's birthday.
That's great. Happy birthday, Stacey. And I can't believe we're coming to the end of January. It seems like that month just flew by. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And he goes, kid, they come to Papa to hear Papa.
The lessons that Dustin didn't learn.
That was the best of many good moments Dustin had today.
He was very funny today. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
Whoever sent this, I appreciate you. WTF, am I watching? Do you have any plays written up? Because, holy S, your team is unorganized as hell. What are they paying you for? I'm glad it didn't have a name attached to it. But that right there, fellas, is a lesson in humility. As good as you feel, some people think you stink.
As the Notre Dame basketball coach, they got a pretty decent team. They can hit the three. They're
500. Yeah, Micah Shrewsbury is doing a nice job.
He is.
In place of Mike Bray, and he got that text randomly.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we get many random texts, and they all kind of include the same message.
Yes, they
do. You're no damn good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We've got a Layla Wednesday. It's a Layla Wednesday. You look like you're ready for some NBA action.
It's Lunar New Year, so yes. The red it is.
Lady yes. in red.
It yeah. is Luna New Year. It is the year of the snake.
It's a good
Isn't
song.
It?
Should be a good year for Dan. Marshall Harris is here.
Hey, yo. Good to see y'all on this fine, fine Wednesday morning.
It is.
And minus 10 to Slytherin House, it's Dan Bernstein.
Can I turn the sound down?
Not Happy Lunar New Year. Merry New Year.
Not how Slytherin. You going to do Dan like that?
I've called the year the snake.
I know.
Making a joke. You know what?
I got you.
Dan and I are old friends. There's a lot of mutual respect and love that people don't realize.
I realize it.
It's hidden in threatening conversation.
Yeah, have you ever taken one of those like online surveys to determine which Hogwarts house you'd be in? No, I have not done it. I'd probably end up being
I got
in,
Slytherin.
I did too. Yeah. I've always purposely wanted Slytherin. And I also think that Harry was especially mean to that other boy from Slytherin. What's his name?
Draco.
Harry had it all coming.
I only saw the first one.
Draco's a bad guy.
Draco
comes from a bad lineage.
I was going to say Lucius, the father,
from a bad lineage.
Lucius.
Yeah, but the actor who plays Lucius Malfoy,
he's just fantastic.
Jason Isaacs is his name, and he is so much. He plays that role with such menace and such relish. I love it.
Who's Snape again?
That's
the actor, great
Alan
actor.
Rickman.
Alan Rickman, the guy,
the late Alan Rickman. Yes.
The late, he's gone now, but he was so good in Die Hard. That was the first movie I saw him in, and he plays like the German. And then I saw him Hans Gruber, and he was so different than that. He was such a gentlemanly English actor. I found it hilarious.
Oh, Galaxy Quest. He's wonderful.
Oh, he's hilarious.
And you have to see the documentary about Galaxy Quest and the stuff that went on between Alan Rickman. And he had absolutely no respect at all for Tim Allen's acting chops.
Tim Allen's a comedian, not an actor.
I know, but it was just hilarious. Apparently, at one point in the scene where Mathazar is dying, and Enrico Colantoni is there, and they had to do it a bunch of times. And after they did multiple takes of Jason, Tim Allen's character, explaining that he really can't save him. He's not really a hero. He just plays one. And they finish another take, and apparently he goes to the director, and he says, this has been emotional for me, and I think I need a break. I think I need to go back to my trailer for a little bit and collect myself, because this has been really difficult for me. And Alan Rickman leans over to one of the assistant directors and goes, I think he just discovered acting.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. You must admit he did a brilliant job as Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got nothing against him. He's fine.
He's still playing Buzz Lightyear.
I loved him as Wilson on Home Improvement. Wait. You could never see Wilson's face. They showed it at the end of the show.
The guy on the fence, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was not the same person.
Yeah, I never really saw that show.
That guy's creepy. Just,
I don't know why I was not a sitcom guy in that era.
Wait, what era were you not a sitcom guy? Like from when to when, would you say?
Like after...
After Seinfeld?
After like the second season of Friends and Seinfeld. I didn't watch the entire...
So when they stopped doing...
30 years ago.
Yeah, I just was busy. Honestly,
sitcoms got awful. The art of the sitcom was lost for a long time.
What is the sitcom where the guy's the sports writer writing in the basement?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
I've never seen that.
That's crazy.
I haven't either.
That's the best.
But everyone was telling me about it, and I'm like,
it was great. Very well done.
When does he write? When does he write? Like the guy.
Dr. Huxtable deliver babies.
No, he never writes.
Well, how would you be a sports writer that doesn't write?
Yeah, he never.
No, I get it. I think you fell off of sitcoms.
Don't apply logic to sitcoms.
But I had to work in the basement. But I had to write.
But I think your falling off of sitcoms came when they stopped doing theme songs for sitcoms. I think there's a correlation there.
Is that right? That's interesting.
I think it is.
When did they stop doing that?
Like after those shows that you mentioned, the last ones that you watched.
Yeah, I just don't. I have watched The Office with my family. We watched it a couple of times. We watched Modern Family.
Yeah, that's the Modern Family is the one where I went back. I've seen every
Those are fantastic. Yeah. Those two series are really
Have you seen Abbott Elementary?
Not yet.
I would encourage you to do that.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into sitcoms.
Yeah.
It's just it's a flaw. It's a hole. You know how you do different things and you have one thing that you just never got to. It's like if you had a book you were supposed to read and you never read it.
This is an anxiety dream. Stop. Yes, this it's at the bottom of your locker.
I didn't know
that book was assigned. Yes, I would have done the reading, but it wasn't
exactly
on the syllabus.
Right. That's right.
Parks and Rec was really good too.
We saw that too on Rewind.
That was a pandemic.
With our family, you know.
You're just saying you don't go out of your way to.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No, I don't watch anything regularly, but we have gone and watched like the entire series, like one after the other.
The classic family sitcom in prime time. It's not appointment viewing.
Yes.
But where you can watch a season and then a season.
You're about the binge. The appointment viewing is over.
That's the only time I've ever actually done it.
Yeah, I got to know Parks and Rec during the pandemic, and that was...
We all got to know everything.
That was a great watch. Yeah, the first season is hard to get through, but then after that, it got really good.
You know,
I don't know that networks do that anymore. I don't know that they stay with the show for a whole season like that to get it get better.
They just released... They just put out the numbers of the most streamed shows, the most, and I was amazed. Do you know what the absolute single most streamed show in the country is?
I would say The Office.
Nope. It's Bluey.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that.
Bluey is very good, by the way.
Well, Bluey missed us completely, but Bluey, and yes. What's amazing is I believe number three is still Family Guy.
That doesn't surprise me.
There's a lot of episodes also.
It's not just the episodes. It's clips. I don't know. Days don't go by without one ending up in my feed or something. One of the kids is sending me or something. So I just found that really interesting. The staying power that was originally canceled and then brought back and is still the third most streamed show.
I was in France one time and they had different shows on Netflix. I watched Archer. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that
I think that's hit and miss. Yeah.
It was very funny what I saw of it.
There was some Family Guy clip I came across on YouTube that had the Street Fighter intro. Like the, you know, like the matchup.
No, I know.
And I heard that and I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like I got hit with a ton of bricks. I was like, I know that music. I know that. Like, I know those sound effects. And then my whole life flashed before my eyes.
What have ye today? How will you handle the various extremely difficult hockey goals?
Well, the Senior Bowl is getting going, and these are the important days, these practices that the coaches tell you more important than the game itself. The Bears have a large coterie of coaches and scouts and officials down there, still missing an important positional member of that staff you'd like to have for these practices. And we'll hear from Roma Dunze. We'll hear a funny story from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mike Florio is going to join us at 11. We'll catch up on the Bulls and the trade chatter at 11:25, high noon, 11:40. And then afternoon, talk a little bit about this immense level of trust that we're placing in Ben Johnson before we're joined by brand new Cub closer Ryan Pressly at 12:40.
Wow, that's a great show.
All right, guys.